Hey there, Successful Mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. How's your prioritizing? Are you making space for what you need? What matters to you? Are you resting? I recently asked myself these questions and the answers were terrible, no, I don't know, and no. So it was time for some reflection. How do I serve you well and take care of me and my family at the same time? I know that I have to cut back on something in order to do more of another, which is not the solution I want to hear, but it's the realistic one. And that means taking a break from something I really love, the podcast, and hanging out with you each week. This is a very adulty decision on my part because it's not what I want to do. What I want to do is make more episodes. I also want to spend time with my family during summer break, and I want to create space to serve my community better. This is a skill I've been working on with my ADHD coach, is how can responsible Patricia and fun Patricia both get what they want? So when I look at this summer and ask myself, how can I serve you better? Well, there's two places you can hang out with me. Either join our free Facebook group, where there is a huge community of mamas who are amazing. We'll be there to answer your questions and cheer you on. And I love spending quality time with you guys in that group. Or you can join our student community because all of my students are invited to our Wednesday meetings. I've also got a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on to prepare for the fall. And I know I'll be at the zoo and swim lessons and camp and all that. So that means this summer, to make space for all that good stuff, I'll be sharing some oldies but goodies on the podcast straight out of the vault this summer. Now, most of these are in the first 25 episodes I ever did. Full disclosure, total perfectionist moment. I know that these first episodes are not as good as the ones I do now because I've had way more practice. But I also know that there are some really great skills and information in this first group of podcasts, so I'm looking my perfectionism square in the face and saying to it, no, I will not let you stop me from sharing important things with my mamas. One thing that I've learned the hard way in this podcast is that we learn by doing. We figure out what works by doing, not thinking about doing. And this is one way that I can be myself with you and say, I know that these are not the best episodes, but I know that they're really good information for you, so don't judge me, okay? I chose episodes that will help you get ready for summer, support you with some integral support skills for ADHD, and get ready for the new school year. So I'll see you in the fall with some new stuff, and hopefully I'll see you either in my student community or in my Facebook group. I'll link all that in the show notes so you know where to find me. Until then, talk to you soon, Successful Mama. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, Mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, Mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, Successful Mama. It's your friend Patricia. And today we are going to talk about a coming home routine. Now, as I mentioned in the last episode, I study born organized people like I work for National Geographic. One of the things that I have noticed is that in this whole constant state of tidying is that coming home, they have a routine. I didn't want to do this at first because, you know, you get home and you're super tired and you don't want to do anything. But the problem is you also don't want to do it at 10 o'clock at night once your kids are in bed. So just go ahead and do it right when you get home because you're already moving. So just like plow along with the energy level. And once you get the habit in place, like it takes a while to get habits in place and it's going to take longer when you're trying to figure it all out. But once you do it, like my coming home routine literally takes me like under 5 minutes. Obviously, the more kids you have and the more stuff they have, the routines can get a little longer, but also then you start training your kids how to do stuff and they help. And so it still ends up taking, you know, that 5-10 minutes. And it really just makes your life so much easier when
you've got your autopilot in place. First thing is unload and unpack everything. So everything comes out of the car, all the backpacks, purses, diaper bags, work bags. Now, once you've got everything in the house, you have to unpack it all. And everything has to go in its home. Everything needs a place because we're just not going to remember where stuff is otherwise. Like, I'm the biggest culprit with setting my phone down wherever I am. And I'm constantly wandering around going, where's my phone? And then calling it from another phone because I can't find it. And then it's on vibrate. And I still can't find it because I can hear it. Like, where is it? So just avoid that whole issue by putting things in their home every time. So examples, our shoes go in the shoe basket. Even my kids know, like, as soon as we come in the house, we take our shoes off and put them in the basket. My husband's Asian, so we don't wear shoes in the house. So it definitely keeps down the dirt, because even with not wearing your shoes in their house, with two kids running in and out, there's just dirt on the floor all the time. Second, I always put my keys in my purse so that they don't get lost. They always live there. My purse goes in the same place in the kitchen. And then we sort out backpacks. The lunchbox gets emptied and put by the kitchen sink. I don't clean it right then. I usually clean that during dinner, but it's at least out and emptied. All the papers from school get dealt with right then. Either something I can quickly do and stick back in the backpack, that gets done. If it's things that I need to deal with later, they go in my to-do basket, my Tuesday basket. Art projects, I take a photo of them. If it's something my son really likes, I'll hang it on his art gallery wall in his room. Otherwise, I sneakily throw it in the trash can when he's not looking. I really don't keep a lot of artwork. I'll do a whole post on that, but I'll get back to that. I won't get on that tangent right now. So just think about all the things that come in the door with you. Put away whatever needs to be put away. Deal with the things that need to be dealt with right away. Set the things that need to be dealt with shortly where they need to be. Like, if, you know, homework papers should come out and set them on the table if your kid's young enough. If they're older, you know, they need to do that on their own.
Mama, are you looking for some extra support? Could you use a few more like-minded mamas in your circle? Here is your official invitation to join our Facebook group, the Motherhood and ADHD Community. Here you can ask questions, share advice, but most importantly, know that you're not alone. Click on the link in the show notes or search on Facebook for Motherhood in ADHD Community. So come join our little corner of the internet with other mamas who know how your brain works and won't look at you crazy when you share what's floating around inside there. Instead, they'll say, I get it. I've been there and I know how that is. So come on, what are you waiting for? See you in there. Again, that's the Motherhood in ADHD Community on Facebook.
The third step is to replenish anything. So, like, if you have a diaper bag, right then, throw in another diaper if you used one, replenish the snacks. Anything that you've used from the bag, replace with a clean or new item right then. Then the last part is think about what's going on tomorrow. So for me, I work part-time from home. So sometimes I have my kids with me and I'm using the diaper bags. Sometimes they aren't with me and then I have my purse. So if I know in the morning I'm going to be on my own, but everything's in the diaper bag, right then I move my wallet, my keys, they go into the bag that I'll be using the next day. Just have that moment to, like, okay, is there anything else that I'm going to need tomorrow that I should put in this bag right now? If you can, throw it in there then. If you, like, say your kid is in, like, dance, get that dance uniform. Is that what they call it? A dance uniform? Dance leotard? I don't know. Obviously, I don't have daughters, so I'm a little slow on the girl terms. But, you know, put the leotard in the laundry, get that bag ready to go for the next day. It just makes life so much easier when you've got that prep done for the next day. And you'll know if you need to prep, like, something big for the next day, then you at least have it in the back of your head of, like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to need to take, you know, 5 minutes before bed and pack up the stuff because we're going to go to, say, the zoo tomorrow and we need to get our picnic lunch packed and all that stuff. Once you get this habit in the place, it really is going to make a difference in your evening because you're going to have less to do right before bed. It's going to make your morning run more smoothly because you already have things ready to go. What's your action item for this week? It is to find a home for your, like, work bag or your purse, whatever you're carrying on a daily basis. Find a specific home where that thing's going to live. If you already do that, choose one of the other things that I mentioned to start implementing in making that coming home routine a smooth process.
So I want to see where you made your bags home. So take a photo and tag me on Facebook or Instagram at Motherhood and ADHD so I can give you a virtual high five. Talk to you soon, successful mama.
For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.